Joining us to talk about the turmoil at the SEC and its effect on corporate reform is Professor James Cox of the Duke University School of Law. Professor Cox, things at the SEC certainly appear in disarray. Has this controversy derailed the efforts at corporate reform and regulation?
I don't believe they've derailed it. Most of the public is aware that Congress in late July passed the Sarbanes-Oxley bill, which introduced a substantial array of reforms. Largely what it does is empower the SEC to go forward and issue rules and regulations. And Sarbanes-Oxley is unique in regulation in that it set forth in most of its provisions deadlines by which the SEC was to set forth these new rules, or at least to propose them. So there's no fewer than about a dozen projects going on now at the SEC, all crashing forward to meet these various deadlines that Congress had imposed for new rules and regulations dealing with corporate regulation, corporate governance, disclosure regulation, all of this coming out of Sarbanes-Oxley.
But not having a chairman at the SEC and then having a wounded chairman at the Accounting Oversight Board, that's William Webster, who's likely to resign soon, has got to have some impact. I mean, after all, this Accounting Oversight Board was in many ways, I guess, the crown jewel of that reform effort, wasn't it?
You're exactly correct. In some dimensions, we are going to find that the SEC's processes and momentum that was there is going to just sort of slip away until a new chairman comes on. First of all, anything that's going to be the least bit controversial within the agency or outside the agency will probably be held off until a new chairman gets confirmed by the Senate. That could well be not until the early spring, quite frankly. Enforcement matters likely will go forward unless they are controversial enforcement matters, at which point you could well find that the four remaining commissioners are split evenly or that they're unwilling to even have a voter discussion until the new chair comes in.
Given the outcome of last night's elections, have we witnessed the high water mark for corporate reform?
I would say that the momentum's sort of out of it for right now in terms of the public eye. But we have not corrected all the problems out there. We've not changed the environment for accountants or, in many ways, the boardroom. And so it quite likely could be that we have more scandals, more revelations in the future, which will move this to the front burners. And at that point, both political parties will find it's in their interest, as they did in July, to advance legislation.
Now, the reforms in Capitol Hill have largely focused on things like corporate governance, boards of directors, accounting issues. But not directly on Wall Street, which also played a big role in this scandal. They've sort of left that to Eliot Spitzer, the New York Attorney General, who's brought a couple of cases against big Wall Street companies. Is that the way it's going to continue, or is Washington going to get involved in trying to curb Wall Street, which played a big role in this scandal?
Well, what we found was that there was a vacuum at the SEC because of Harvey Pitt's various problems. That provided an opening for Eliot Spitzer to move in and did so aggressively. Until we get a new chairman, I don't know if it's going to be possible to slow down Spitzer's stride. It would require strong leadership of the SEC, and I don't think we have that without a chairman.
What more needs to be done in your view? You've just mentioned a couple of things, but what more needs to be done to protect shareholders from what's happened in the past couple of years?
Well, I think we really have to keep an eye on this Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, the one in which Mr. Webster was nominated as chairman. I think it remains to be seen whether he will continue to want to hold that post. But that aside, I think we really haven't done very much to protect the worker whose lifetime savings are tied up in the 401k plan that's not very well diversified. So there's been a lot of proposals on the table. I heard the president saying that he was interested in advancing pension protection legislation. I presume that that means that after some period of time that workers would have a right to diversify their portfolio, not merely hold the stock of a WorldCom, for example, or an Enron, so that when the time comes for them to retire, they have a diversified and safe portfolio.
Thanks, Professor Cox.
My pleasure.
James Cox is a professor at the Duke University School of Law.